Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
We are here in 2011, and this is the first official show of Phone Fantasy Radio live on air with the super fluffy flirt, La Crush Heart. I want to welcome everyone back to a brand new segment, brand new season, whatever you want to call it. We are back, we are here, we are ready to get it in, to get it in. I've been working diligently to update the website. We got some new announcements we're going to put out there. We got the music we're going to play, some good old tunes. Once again, y'all can give us a call at 347-989-0767. Press the number 1 if you're ready to chat it up with me. What else? I've been doing some research. I got some new likes for the new year. I got some new rules for the new year, and that's bringing us to the blazing hot chat topic that we always bring to you right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. New year, new rules. That's the topic tonight. So definitely you need to call in. Let us know what you got going on for 2011. How you feeling this brand new year? Let's get this started off right. 347-989-0767. Before we begin, I want to tell everybody to go to the website, phonefantasyradio.com. That's phonefantasyradio.com. I got a little bit of everything up there right now. We have some brand new features that I want to introduce. Starting off with the brand new fantasy listener. Hush, what the hell is a fantasy listener? Well, I'm going to tell you. The fantasy listener is an individual or group. It don't have to be just one. It can be a group of y'all. Y'all get together, put your money together. Okay, it can be, and you donate for $25 to Phone Fantasy Radio. Okay? We already have a brand new fantasy listener coming in live out of NJ, New Jersey. Her name is Miss Janelle Black. She is a fantasy listener for January 2011. She got her own little banner that says Phone Fantasy Radio. It's my addiction. You just wouldn't understand. Exactly. It's your addiction. People just don't get it. Like, what the hell you see in that super fluffy bitch? But you love me. Anyway, you know how we do over here on Phone Fantasy Radio. So big up, big shout out, big applause, big love goes to Janelle Black, a.k.a. Miss Black. She donated to Phone Fantasy Radio. And you know what her donation did? Her donation extended the life to the Phone Fantasy Lounge. That's right, guys. The Phone Fantasy Lounge is still up and running. It has not been deleted, I'm going to say yet, you know, because of Miss Janelle's contribution and support to Phone Fantasy Radio. I mean, Phone Fantasy Radio is going to be on and popping this year. Unfortunately, my big plan to start off with this big old contest in January had to be pushed back a bit. However, I still got contests on the brain, so I'm thinking of something, some way, somehow to get it on and popping in 2011. My brain always working, always running. You know, if you want to run sometimes so much, I got a big old migraine. But we're gonna definitely make things happen in 2011. What else? We have Miss Janelle. I told y'all about that. We also have a brand new voice update. If you like to hear my lovely voice and you want to catch what's going on with as far as the latest hip hop, as far as the latest news vocally on Phone Fantasy Radio, you can check out our brand new Cinch Cast with Cinch Update, the news flash, voice news flash on Cinch. Can't get enough of my sexy voice. Go to www.cinchcast.com/lacrush. That's cinchcast.com/lacrush. All right, so we got that out the way. What else? You know what? Frick all that. We're just going to do things the way we do things. And when we have something new for you, I'm going to let y'all definitely know. That's how we're going to do it in 2011. We're just going to let things flow. All right, so people, I was on YouTube and Twitter today. I normally don't do these sites, but I was on there trying to get a feel for these sites, trying to understand these sites and things like that. And I came across this new song. Well, it's not new. I guess it's been out there. It's just new to me. But it seemed to be like one of my favorite songs for 2011. So I thought it was only right for me to start off the show with my brand new favorite song for 2011, which is Bruno Mars. Alright? I'm going to play this set, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk it out.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. From the first kiss, had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I catch a grenade.
I want to do dumb things. I'm talking strolling in the park things, stealing kisses straddled on park swings in the daylight while the ice cream van sings a little melody for us to move to, like... I'm talking some midnight dedications of rare groove tunes, and we're all across London. We use it, real names too, because we're not fazed by who call who a fool. See, I want to do everything with you. So
I fantasize about
you just
every day, and I want to do just everything.
Say, baby, say everything, and now I wanna run holding hands. See, I know that we can do this in a field of purple grass, sprayed with green or white tulips under a sky washed orange by an everlasting sunset. You know what? I ain't done yet. See, I wanna catch a ride off some crimson colored stallion. We can sail a boat made of water straight into the horizon, or we can catch a lift on a cloud that silver lining's really platinum. But you know what? I still ain't done yet. See, I wanna, and I was thinking we could
sit a baby.
And if you wouldn't mind a little,
oh yeah.
And if you're ready, we can always.
Oh baby, yeah.
I'm gonna be on the phone with you for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
And I want to do just.
I'm no longer scared of your future, baby, because after tonight, I'm going to be in your history forever. See, I'm about you just today, and I said, do just say everything, say everything, say everything, say I
fantasize about you. Every day, and I want to do just everything
for you,
baby. Just everything, and I fantasize about you. Just everything.
This song right here is dedicated to everybody who ever worked hard for something, who worked their whole life, who worked their whole heart into it. I know you gon' make it.
When that day comes, I hope you feeling like a champion. Just like a champion. Just like a champion. When that day comes, I hope you feeling like a champion. Just like a champion. Just like a champion. So everybody put them up. We don't give a what. Feeling like a champion. Feeling like a champion. When that day comes, I hope you feeling like a champion. Mud, sweat, tears, mud, rain, sun, years of work, hunger, thirst, hear my pain, feel it hurt. Passion is in my veins at work, heart rate at a pace that'll nearly burst. Gotta give them all I'm worth, gotta hustle hard, hustle and hustle hard. Give them my all, gotta stand back up if you fall. Gotta move forward like your back against the wall. Time to conquer all, rise up and watch them fall. Rise up or you will fail. Keep trying, keep coming back, knowing that you will prevail. This ain't a game for quitting, and talent ain't for sale. It's just the fact you here means you close up on a trail. About the past, I came up from last, and now you finally here. But you don't last on practice until you the last one there. So when the smoke clears and everybody disappears, then you can see the man is back. You can see the champ is here. Last one standing. Why are they playing the hands of my champion. When that day comes, I hope you're feeling like a champion. Just like a champion. Just like a champion. When that day comes, I hope you're feeling like a champion. Just like a champion. Just like a champion. So everybody put them up. We don't give a what. Feeling like a champion. When that day comes, I hope you feeling like a champion. Get more than hard working, get more than dedication. Inside a fire burning, I was young, I always wanted to stand up. When the going got tough, when the others really got it, then they came to get up. You a champion, love it when you hear them say you can't win. Prove them wrong and be clear you can, and you can. That's why you a champion, can't
quit when they tell you to. Never been a good plan to win. Let them say hating you, not making that mistake again. Let them waste their time on you. You too good to waste time on them. They don't got nothing better to do. You got much more to lose than them. People both be cracking down, knocking ground, learn to swim. But they can't touch you once you know that you're a champion. Don't think you know.
I might make it.
Sounds like you're chancing it. You ain't taking chances. You the best is what the answer is. Couldn't be clearer. You don't need me to answer this. In the mirror, you should see a champion.
When that day comes, I hope you're feeling like a champion. Just like a champion. Just like a champion. When that day comes, I hope you're feeling like a champion. Just like a champion. Just like a champion. So everybody put them up, 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 up. We don't give a what. Feeling like a champion.
And like I said, we are starting off the year right. You just heard some Bruno Mars with Grenade. That right there was an indie artist called Seas, Feeling Like a Champion. Before that, we had some Floetry with Fantasize, the Def Poetry Jam version right there. 2011, we're doing it smooth, man. We just got going in smooth. We've been doing this for the last year, and we've been getting it in. So right now we're just going to do it real smooth, and that's the new rule for 2011, smooth. That's it. No hardcore, no hiccups, no nothing. We're just going to kick it as smooth as possible. You know, that's my plan for 2011 for Phone Fantasy Radio. Next month, we start a new segment. I'm going to have some more guests come on to the show. I'm going to definitely try to get the ones that I'm playing right here on the show right now, trying to get them to come on the show and things like that. So on that, no, I'm going to go ahead and run to the chatty, see who's up in the chatty. Al, we have Dre in the chatty. Hi, Dre. Dre, what's your new rules for 2011? That's what I want to know. What you got planned for 2011? You can call up or you can just hit me up right there in the chat room. 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. All right, so excuse me. All right, so here's the next thing that I'm gonna do. I'm gonna actually go to the chat room. The chat line. Excuse me. I'm gonna go to the phone line. And we see we got the 973 with his hand up, so we're going to click on the little button to let him on in. 973-752, you're on the air, Phone Fantasy Radio Station, name, where you from, and all that good stuff.
This your boy, Insane Jermaine, the BBW Spokesman King, a.k.a. James Brown Jr., the hardworking man showbiz, a true hustler. Hacking that New Jersey, what I'm repping.
Okay. Al, shout out to the JG, the Jagger Nautical. He is, actually, I hope I don't get in trouble because I'm going to play his track because everybody need to hear his track and go cop that album. All right, so it's Insane Jermaine. Welcome back to the new season, if you will, to Phone Fantasy Radio. We're going to do it again. We're going to see how we're going to do it again, all right? And tonight's topic, New Year, New Rules. What's the first rule that you implemented for 2011 on January 1st? Not your resolution, but your rule, like something that you did last year that you're not going to do this year, or you're not going to stand for this year. What's your number one rule for 2011?
I said I was going to be selfish, and I said I would not help no damn body. No damn body that ain't helping theyself. I said I'm going to be selfish as hell, and nobody would not take advantage of me.
Okay,
so if you ain't helping yourself, you get no help from Jermaine. And so I see you doing something yourself, you can lean on me.
Lean on it. There we go. It's 2011. You can lean on it, niggas. No, I'm just playing. All right. And what's the number one goal you have going for Insane Jermaine in 2011?
My number one goal is to stay out here promoting. My number one goal is to keep promoting and pushing, doing shows, doing trips and traveling, and just keep my name pushing until I get the call. I already got one phone call, but that was like a voice message. That's it. So they got my name and number, but I'm waiting on the call for a contract.
Okay.
Sponsor, anything. I don't care. Brokers, sponsor, anybody that want to drop some money, help Fry Records out, I'm down.
All right. That's what it is. That is definitely what it is. All right. So I think one of my rules for 2011, I was writing on Facebook. Yeah, if y'all not on Facebook with me, y'all need to get up with me. Facebook.com/LAHearts. That's LAHEARTS. LA Hearts. One of my biggest things in 2011, a lot of my rules went around the dating scene. I don't know why. They ain't like I got a man. But however, went around the dating scene. This year, no whack sex. You got twice. That's it. There's no coming back. You got twice to prove yourself. If you can't prove yourself, you kick rocks. In 2011, I'm tired of being sexually frustrated. Ladies, y'all already know what I'm talking about. Like I said, I put it up on my Facebook status. No more whack sex. First of all, you know, I hate when you're in a situation with a man and y'all getting hot and heavy and steaming and, you know, for whatever reason, ladies or guys or whatever, it's taking you a minute to get in, right? It's taking you a minute. You keep pumping and pumping and pumping, but it's just taking you a minute for you to wiggle that nigga in. Once that nigga get in, it explodes. But before you can even get your foot planted inside the foot, before you even get your foot planted inside the ground and get your knees bent and lift it, separate like you're supposed to, that bitch already exploded. Hold on. I'm not finished. All right? That's a whole other topic. We're not going into why. All right? That's a whole other topic, okay? But what's the fucked up part about it, ladies, y'all know what I mean, he get mad at you. And you got to look back like, what, nigga? He gotta look back at you like, what, nigga? That nigga mumbling under his breath, he pouting, he huffing and puffing, and then he got nerve to look at you and roll his eyes. What, nigga? Oh, nah, it's not going down like that in 2011, all right? You're not gonna blame me because my coochie a little too tight. Now, if I ain't had no fucking walls and you couldn't feel my shit, would have been a problem, right? So yeah, you gonna blame me because it's too tight. You can't blame me because it's too wet. Nigga, you know what the fuck this is. You grown. You done been in pussy before. You ain't no virgin. You know how it operates. You know what's going on with it. Nigga, you need to beat off before you come over.
You need to beat off before he come over.
That's no excuse. She didn't either. That's why I'm so tight.
He went over there. And went in with the second nut. When I knew I was getting ready to get some pussy and I want that cop, I jacked my dick and get the first one out.
Exactly. You better be in a cab or a car or something before you get downstairs. You better stick your dick in some goddamn snow or something. OMG. I'm not having it in 2011. But the thing that's killing me, though, is the fact that you're getting mad. You know what I mean? It's not the fact that it happened or how it happened or why it happened. It's the fact that you get angry. You get what I'm saying? At the girl. Or, you know, you get angry at the wrong person. Like, what the biscuits? But anyway, that's just me. No sexual frustration in 2011.
Right. They had blue balls. Them shits were ready to come out. It had blue balls.
But that's some snow. All right, so new rule for 2011, two. That
don't impress me much. If your wiener is above average size, okay, fine. However, you bragging on it and trying to use high school antics like, oh, you scared, you can't handle it, that is so high school. Fellas, you don't have to come up with something, you know, if you can't come up with something pleasant, funny, witty, and honest, then keep it moving. You know what I mean? Like, nobody want to hear up there and sit there and say, oh, my shit big, I got 11 inches, you can't handle this, you can't do this, you can't take it, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Truth be told, every man, every man think he has a big wiener. Yes, even the ones that pee on their nutsacks, too. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They got the big balls and the little penis, and that shit lay on there, and then the next sex smell like piss. Yeah, them niggas too, they think they shit is huge. Everybody want to go rapper. No, sir, no.
Guess what? I'm satisfied with the shit in my head, because if you come with 13 or better, a girl ain't letting you go up in there anyway with some kind of big dick like that.
No, that's not what I'm saying, though. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not talking about those that are 13 inches and nothing like that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, no matter what your size penis, no matter what size is your penis, don't brag on it. You get what I'm saying? It's 2011. If you can't find something witty and funny to say to get this girl to take off her panties, you need to just hang it up.
You ain't got to do nothing.
You get what I'm saying? That's not, you know, unless you're trying to talk to a girl that's in her, let's say, I'm going to go as far as saying high school or early 20s or who's not even sexually experienced, then I can see you sitting up there trying to get that high school stuff going. Oh, you can't handle it. No, nigga, nobody's trying to handle it. Nobody wants to sit up here and listen to you talk about how you're going to make a bitch toes curl and you're going to fucking shift her uterus and all this other stuff that y'all talking about. Come on now, it got to be something. You got to have something else in your bag of tricks. You get what I'm saying? You got to be diverse with it. It's 2011. There's so much.
I'm like this. I'm straight up. When I want some pussy, I'm going to ask you for it. All you're going to say is yes or no. That's it. That's all you can say. No.
And you know what? Even if you go down that line, that's better than you sitting up there trying to come out with, oh, my, I can make your titties shift and all this other stuff in between. Nah, man. that's not a turn on. That hurt. That hurt my feelings. That hurt my ears. That hurt everything in between, man. Y'all need to hold that. They need to hold that. All right, so we have Dre in the chat room. Dre said his new rule for 2011. He's embracing his destiny. Embrace my destiny. Do me. Be happy. I continue to love my family, friends, the special person that's currently in my life. Just be me. Keep focused. Go after the money. That's it. Stay focused.
He's right. He's right. I give him 100 on that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Shout out to Dre in the chat room. We represent Bronx, Harlem, somewhere up there. Anyway, I'm just gonna say uptown. I be forgetting. All right, folks. Also, I've also started the Crush'em chat sessions. You can catch me on chat, singing, music, everything and stuff like that on blogtv.com/people/thecrush. That's blogtv.com/people/thecrush. You can just go to the website. You'll see the play at the bottom. And when I'm on, I'll pop up. You can come in, say hi, all that good stuff. You can add me as a friend, subscribe. Or you can just come and join me and check me out. So, yeah, I get on cam every now and then. So you definitely know there's no nudity, so stop it. Also, my third rule, that leads me to my third rule in 2011, okay? I said something, okay, you know, I have a wicked mouth. I can't help that. That's just the way I is. That is just the way I be. Huh?
Well, I'm DMC. That's the way it is.
That's it. That's just the way it is. Sometimes I say stuff and you know. Okay, so my new rule, just because I talk about sex, normally 9 times out of 10 I'm online talking about it or I put up a status or something like that, does not mean I want to see every man's penis. or I want to feel it, taste it, lick it, or whatever. We are all grown, so let's have a little self-control, gentlemen. Don't let me have to tell you again or you're going to get crushed. That's it. Don't send me a message. You know, I put a status up over the situation I did with the whole, you know, ever been a situation where with a poom poom was a little tight. You know what I just said? And the guy hits me up like, oh, I have a question about your status. Do you want to see my? No, nigga, I don't want to see your penis. I don't want to see your pictures. No, no, I don't want to see that. No, I don't want to exchange pictures. No, I'm not emailing you no pictures. No. Nope, 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 nope. You know, maybe feel it some type of way, but y'all can all kick rocks.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? 2011, that's the theme. No.
That's
you
a
know,
turn
like,
off, too.
I want to show you something, but don't want to get you upset or scare you away. What? Come on, man. That is going to get me upset and scared. If you even have to say that, it was no reason for you to even message me. And that's how you have to start off the conversation. I want to show you something, but I don't want to get you upset. If you know that that's what upset women, if you know that that's a turnoff, why do y'all continue to do it? That's what I want to know. Why do y'all continue to do it? Y'all need to find another witty, another sexy. I mean, there got to be some way. You know what? That's what we're going to do. We're going to explore it. We're going to have people come on the show, and we're going to ask them, what are other ways other than my dick is big, let me put on your forehead, can y'all say to get girls to like y'all, date y'all, whatever it is that y'all trying to do? I mean, at the end of the day, what is it that you're trying to do? That's the main question, right? Because guys up here, they'll sit there and say they want a man. I mean, they want a woman. You know, they want a girl. They looking for a relationship. They looking for this. They looking for that. And 9 times out of 10, that's not true. You're not looking for that at all. Or you may have started out looking for that, but whatever reason down the line, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 3 months down the line, that has no longer been your objective. Your objective was to get the pussy. You get what I'm saying? So now you got the whole situation is basically based on false pretense because you told her that you were looking for a relationship or you told her you just wanted to be friends or you told her something other than that you just wanted the pussy. But your actions and the way you live in it, the way you acting, the way you talking, it just seems like you just want the pussy. So 2011, we need to be more, and we say communication is the key. Fuck communication. It's not even mature. We need to be more clear. We need to be more precise on what it is that we want. You know, that I think that's what it is. This is something that you got to do within yourself. Nobody can do that for you. I can't do that for you. Jermaine can't do that for you. Kuta Kinte can't do that for you. Only person that could do that for you is yourself. You get what I'm saying? If you're going to be real with anybody, you got to be real with yourself. And that's what it is at the end of the day.
You're right.
You get what I'm saying? A lot of folks are not real with themselves. Ouch.
And yourself is your worst enemy you can have. You yourself.
Right. So, you know, you get into these situations with these girls and you know, y'all, oh, you my man, oh, you my girl, and then next thing you know, you overlooking at somebody else. You get what I'm saying? You over there with somebody else or you doing something that you just should not be doing if that's your man or if that's your girl. You get what I'm saying? Now y'all both just wasted time. But that's another story. Down the line. All right. Let me get back into this next music set. Jermaine, I'm going to put you back on hold. This is to all the other, you know, people out there listening to the show. Once again, thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. I really do appreciate it. 2011, we're going hard. New year, new rules. Call up and let me know what you got in the works. 347-989-0767. Press the number one. That's 347-989-0767. All right, on that note, we're going to get back into the playset. If you have a song request or anything like that, you know, basically hit me up, and I try to get it up in there for you. All right, so once again, I was surfing on the line, and I came across this song. Now, I've heard it before, but now it just seemed to be one of my theme songs for 2011 as well. It's on my favorite list. This is that Bob, a.k.a. B.O.B., with Eminem and Haley Williams, Airplanes. Okay, yeah, y'all can hear that, right?
My name is Wayne Baltimore Wilson, and I'm one of y'all fans from out the Chi-Town. I just wanted to call and say I love you all, and keep up the work.
What a dame. She seemed to walk on the wind as she entered the room, sophisticated. She moved like the notes of a smooth jazz tune. Her hair, tripped beauty, accenting her well-defined collarbone. The scent of her, jasmine, was just enough to make any man leave home. I whispered in the hopes that she would hear me summoning her presence. Miraculously, as if she did, her stallions carried her forward in an instant. With her hazel diamond eyes, she pierced my soul. As she sat, I prepared for what I hoped would unfold. Sitting on herbal essence as I was luxurious in her universe, in lyrical seduction, we excitedly conversed. Like the honey that poured from her lips, she said, "Excuse me," as she reached inside her Prada purse. And like a gentleman, I accepted as if it was rehearsed. She glanced at me once more with a smile that brags. As she withdrew a cigarette, I returned the smile as she so elegantly lit and took her first drag. In my mind, I thought, "Damn, Shambe, it's a breath you will regret."
Do you remember this one?
That chicken, that rat, could be that cool cat. That was the rich, she tried to play call him fool black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not here every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people write back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I've seen people caught in love like whirlwinds. Listening to these walks and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where the whole world and lies come in. That's where the drama begins. Yeah.
If you were worried about when I've been a fool, I'm so low. Don't worry about
Welcome back to Soul Fantasy Radio, the Super Fluffy Flirt, the Crush Heart. I'm going to say that fast one more time. The Super Fluffy Flirt, the Super Fluffy Flirt. There we go. Anyway, welcome back. We started off the segment right there with some B.O.B., a.k.a. Bob, featuring Eminem and Hayley Williams with Airplanes. That is the shit right now. Then we had a shout-out. Shout-out to the Chi-Town and everybody else that's checking us out. We had Sean Bay, the poet, with Dime Piece. That was a piece right there. Y'all could definitely catch him, catch his album on CD Baby. His album is nice, very deep, brother. He's in Japan right now, but Sean Bay, definitely hot right there. Definitely hot. You know, I copped a couple of tracks myself. Only 99 cents for the tracks, y'all. I need to support these indie artists out here doing their thing. I mean, they putting out good quality music, spoken word, R&B, rap, hip-hop. You know, if you digging somebody, if you feeling somebody, definitely find out about them. Google their names, Bing them, you know, support them, buy their albums. That's what we need to do, especially in 2011. I think I'm going to have to show my support just a step further, you know, besides just Phone Fantasy Radio. But I'm digging these people that I find and I play on Phone Fantasy Radio. I dig them. Like, you know, people don't understand when I tell them I have not listened to regular radio all of 2010. Unless somebody else was playing it, I did not personally listen to 105.1, which is Power 105 here, Hot 97, Kiss FM, WBLS, and New York City. I haven't listened to any of those stations. I can't tell you anything that went down in 2010. I've been listening to straight independent music, old school music, hip hop yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I've been listening to Phone Fantasy Radio live stream. And you know what I found out? I found out that over 2,000 other people have been listening to Phone Fantasy Radio live stream. You can't tell me that's not hot. I was checking out the stats last night. Over 2,000 people last year was listening to Phone Fantasy Radio at some time or another. That's over 2,000 people. So that's definitely hot, okay? So hopefully we could double that number, triple that number for 2011. Y'all can listen to it. It's up. It's running 24/7. I'm going to be putting more music up there, more indie artists up there. We're even going to have a brand new segment coming up there. Like I said, hold on a second. Just hold on a second. Don't, you know what? I can even tell you to hold your breath. That's how quickly it's coming. Phone Fantasy Radio is definitely going to upgrade for 2011. And, you know, phonefantasyradio.com is the site to go to. I work hard to keep it up and running. I'm working hard to make sure that it's easy, accessible, and that it's giving y'all what y'all looking for. That's information. last year, we had people like Norma Stitz, the Guinness Book World Record holder, largest natural titties. We had porn star, supreme diva, web entrepreneur, Rocky. We had indie artist, Esther Mogul. All of them showed us love last year on Phone Fantasy Radio, and I'm already hitting up some more people to come through this year and show us some more love because, you know, Film Fantasy Radio is out there. If you want to become a fan, please do facebook.com/heartsradio. That's H-E-A-R-T-S radio. You know, that's our little fan page. You can like us. We on Blog TV. We got a live stream. We got the Cinch News Flash. We got, you know, the show, which is here, Phone Fantasy Radio Live. If you don't have an account, please get an account. www.blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts. Follow us, like us, add us as a friend. We on Facebook. I'm on MySpace. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm trying my best to keep things up and running and going as smoothly as possible. We also have a cafe press where I'm getting more artwork designs, so you can even get your own customized I Support Phone Fantasy Radio t-shirts done. So like I said, we have big plans for Phone Fantasy Radio. All you need to do is just stay tuned. Shout out to Dre in the Chizzy Chat. he missed my rant. Sorry, dude. Gotta check the archives out. If you missed what I said, you know, any show you want to check out, just go to blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts, and you can basically get any show that we did. You can download it, or you can listen to it right from the blue and white player on the website. Just click play. That's it. Click on the show you want to hear and click play. What else? We got the awesome music for you. I got some more indie artists coming up. I got some Peter Green. I got some Eric Moore. I got some Larry Edwards. I got some JG. I got some Mary coming up. And, you know, I got some Lil' Kim, I got some Sierra, I got some Jeremiah, I got some a little bit of everybody right now. like I said, also, in my little playlist I just played right there, you heard something called the Phone Fantasy, a Fantasy Drop. Now, this is a brand new situation, a segment I'm trying to do. We have the hot box, y'all already know of, the hot box. So this is what's going to happen. If you got a phone, from any phone, doesn't matter the phone, from any phone that could dial to 347, all right, 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372. Now, we have started this feature. You already heard it. It's called the Fantasy Drop Project. This is where you show your support. This is where you show your support for Phone Fantasy Radio by calling into our hot box and share your love for the world to hear. It's simple as pie. Three major steps. First, you want to call 347-855-7372 and leave a message. Your message consists of a salutation. Hey, how you doing? It also should include your name and location. Hey, this is Bob from New York, New York. And then I want you to plug in what you represent, whether you are host of a radio show, whether you have a business, whether you are indie artist, whether you got a MySpace page, Facebook, or you just a regular old supporter, plug in what you got. And then I want you to end it off by saying, I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, LaCrush Hearts. That's it. Easy as one, two, three. Please don't leave any personal information such as telephone numbers, emails, etc. Speak clearly and make sure you have no loud background noise. So that's it. Get that done. I'll download it, add some music to the background, and we'll play right here at Phone Fantasy Radio live, and we'll also implement it to the live stream. So those 2,000 plus listeners to Phone Fantasy Radio can also hear that you are a true supporter of Phone Fantasy Radio. That is definitely what's up. Just That was just beautiful right there, right? I know, folks. Bear with me, people. Anyway, folks, new year, new rules. Call us up. Let us know what you got planned for 2011, 347-989-0767. I'm sharing with you everything we got going down for 2011. This is the first show. Don't worry, we'll be back. You can check us out this Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here in Phone Fantasy Radio, live with your girl, LaCrush, his arts. Do we have a topic for Thursday? I don't know. I'm unprepared right now. I'm sorry, people. Please forgive me. Please find it in your heart to forgive me because I just don't know. Okay, we do have a topic. Our chat topic is, whose fault is it anyway? The moment when the sex is not what it's all cracked up to be, who should be the blame? Should it be the man's fault or should it be the woman's fault? You know, I've already explained that situation. You can call in live, 347-989-0767, press 1 to talk live, or, you know, that's Thursday show. Whose fault is it anyway? Is it the man's fault? Or is it the woman's fault? Why is the sex whack? I mean, I got a whole other explanation that I'm going to save for that show. I'm not even going to get into it right now. What I am going to do, though, right now is I want to go ahead and play this next track, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to... We're gonna do it big. I said we're gonna do it real big. on your phone fantasy radio, it's your girl, Mrs. LaCrush Hearts, and here's our next track. Ooh, a little John Legend. How you like them apples?
Yeah, the world maker. My mind say I come from hustlers and shakers. My mind building on skyscrapers and acres. Get that shakers back to where we belong. I try to write a song as sweet as the song. So I'm the type to bet arms and wear my heart on my sleeve. Even when I fell in God, I believe. Read the days and weave through the maze and the seasons so amazing. Feed them and raise them. Seasons are Asian. Earthquakes, wars, and rumors. I want us to survive, but we more than consumers. We more than shooters, more than looters. Created in the image, so God lived through us. And even in this generation, living through computers, only love, love, love can be proved.
Oh, everybody, no more secrets. Oh, everybody,
AskBZ.com. Just showing some love to my sisters doing some big things in the New York area. So just wanted to go by and just show you some love, girl. Keep doing what you're doing.
Haters,
and make your head in the morning.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
You ain't nothing but a liar. You get it?
I used to sit around and think about just how to say. With picture visualizing and focus on it every day. So now it's coming over me. What am I gonna do? Woke up this morning, I'm leaving you. Please don't stay. I don't want your stuff. On the curve, no need to know. Try to keep that sunshine already.
Hey, what you gonna do?
keep looking from afar. I knew I caught your eye. You're just the kind I like.
Who's harder than the girl play ball? Slap down game, get whatever I want. I know I caught your eyes, you should just throw it at me. I'm loving the way you move, I'll be a fool to let you pass me. Smooth skin, nice shape, so classy. It's your intention still, that ain't nasty. Either way, I'm down like the mass beat. When you ready to leave, just ask.
There's something about the way you move.
Yeah. these girls quite hype. Only thing on right now like a nightlight. While my brother Wayne rocking out like a white stripe. I'm a killer game, I'm the young money white knight. Yeah. Plus I'm looking for the right type. Cautious of a flood, so I always lay the right pipe. West put me on the marquee flight light. Plus I go hard for the women that I might wipe. I put the ring on the index finger. What you wanna keep it, girl, please don't bring her. I bet that I'm the type of guy that she gotta sing for. You would block me, but this ain't Jenga. Yeah, and she's someone I would work with. That's what I can tell from what she's showing on the surface. I ain't saying I'm requesting anyone that's perfect, but I just need a woman to make it all work.
Presenting myself somewhere. Like, I'm the one, I'm here now. Hold your glasses up, L. Anyway. OMG, Phone Fantasy Radio. We had a DJ double play right there with Miss Angeline, who came to us last year, and she shared with us her two hottest singles, You Ain't Nothing But A, and It's Something. She's going to definitely be on the brand new segment coming this February, starting in February, Sundays, 9 p.m. I'm adding Sunday to the repertoire for the year 2011. So started in February, Sunday, the Fantasy Limelight. We're going to play only indie music. We're going to have special indie guests come in, whether it be an artist, whether it be an author, you know, some all independent talent will be featured on the show. Only independent talent will be featured on the Fantasy Limelight coming this February. So February 2011, check that out, Sundays, 9 p.m. We're just going to hold it down like Vizat, because that's how I do, man. I got to bring y'all something new. And what better way than to highlight the talent that actually makes up the at least one-third of Phone Fantasy Radio. You know, it's the indie talent. Well, actually one-half, but that's another story. Okay, on that nizzle, because I had to just put that out there. I was holding that in all night. Phew. Now I got off my chest. Right now, I'm talking to some of, you know, I'm hitting up some of the indie artists that you heard me play in the last 365 days plus. I'm hitting them up. I'm letting them know that, listen, I have a new segment coming in February. It's still the bring. It's still going to be the banging Phone Fantasy Radio Live. I'm still going to be the old witty, old crush hearts. But we're going to feature only indie talent. February is going to be a whole different format. February is going to be only indie talent. So it's going to be called the Fantasy Limelight. And we're just basically spotlighting hot hotness, man. Hotness. That's it. These indie artists have done nothing but work hard and put their best foot forward. And what better way to showcase them and what they do than to have them come through, share with you what it is that they in the lab creating. I mean, come on, you can't say that y'all have not been enjoying the indie artists that y'all heard on here. It gives y'all a variety other than that same old that you hear on the regular radio shows. I mean, what other reason would y'all call to listen to Full Fantasy Radio Live besides great music? And that's what we give you, the best music from yesterday, today, and especially tomorrow. Like I said, log my number in, 347-989-0767. Press the number 1 if you want to chat with us live right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Also, our hot box, put it right underneath the number. You know, one could be the mobile, the other one could be the home and your cell phone, or Phone Fantasy Radio, LaCrush Hearts. You should have 3 numbers, my personal number, my call-in number, and my hot box number. Those are the 3 numbers you should have on your phone under LaCrush Hearts. Okay, 347-855-7372. I invite everyone, call in. Please leave us a fantasy drop so we can implement it into Phone Fantasy Radio Live, because we are blazing. We are definitely blazing in 2011. Oh, wow. Shout out to John. John been holding down with us since he found out about us. So shout out to him. He holding down over there in, I think, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. Right. Shout out to John and his good old friend. They've been holding down for us. Dre, Uptown, Al, Uptown, baby. Uptown, baby, Al. And we got Insane Jermaine from Hackensack, New Jersey. Shout out to Big Dog Kuwait. Jeezy, a.k.a. the Gingerbread Man. He has been doing it up, trying to get all better and everything. So shout-outs to him and his fam. Shout-out to Truth I Lie. Shout-out to the whole Sharp Team Radio Entertainment Click. Awesome people. Shout-out to Blue Sky Entertainment. That's PG from the Sidebar, Mrs. and Mr. Petey Green, they doing big things over there. Shout out to Flyboy Entertainment, them T&E boys. And trying to get them on the show too, y'all. Trying to get the T&E boys on the show, man. They got some good shit though. Young Fresh, he started with Flyboy Radio. When is it? It's coming on tomorrow, actually. The new season starts tomorrow, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, so we could definitely check that out. What else? Just so much stuff going on, so much stuff to get y'all, you know, check y'all out and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm going to definitely have a list up of all my good old BTR friends and stuff like that, just to put y'all on GP. So when I'm not live on air, I can still have some type of entertainment and show that support and, you know, show that love and stuff like that. It may not be a lot of y'all, but it's enough of y'all, feel me? That's how we're looking at it in 2011. It may not be a lot of y'all, but it's enough of y'all. Enough of y'all to keep me doing what I'm doing, to keep this going the way it's going, to keep things flowing the way it's flowing. 2011 is here, y'all. Damn. Did you ever think? No, I did not think. Not 2011, man. Nope. Far from it, 2011. Oh, man, I'm in my 30s, so Lord. I'm in my 30s. Yay. I don't know how I feel about that, y'all. We gonna bring you some more indie music. I got some more spoken word for you. Let's see. I got some yesterday. Got some today. Got some tomorrow. Got all that good stuff. All that good stuff. We're going to definitely keep things moving and keep things flowing and keep things ablazing. And that's how we do right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. You want to get in the mix? Call us, 347-989-0767. New year, new rules. What's your new rules? If you can't make the show, you missed the show, you listen to the archives, and you still want to share your new rules for 2011, by all means do so. You can leave us a message on the hot box, 347-855-7372, or you can hit us up on Facebook.com. That's www.facebook.com/heartsradio. That's HEARTSRADIO. And become a fan. Like us. You know, also you can hit me up on my personal Facebook. That's LaHearts, L-A Hearts, L-A-H-E-A-R-T-S. You know, I'm not being naughty on that one, so it should stay up for a little minute. But definitely do that. Hit us up at our brand new social network, Phone Fantasy Lounge. That's phonefantasyradio.ning.com. That's phonefantasyradio.ning.com. I had to slow that down. I don't know why I be going to try to talk real fast. I don't know. I'm practicing. All right, so in 2011, my next goal is to put together my awesome poetry that y'all may have heard me read on other people's poetic shows, and you know, even on here I've read a couple of pieces. So I'm basically trying to put all that together into one big book. Right, that's what I'm working on in 2011. Will it take me a whole year to write this book up? No, but I'm gonna space it out because I want it to be awesome. You know, I'm not an author. I don't consider myself an author. So I'm going to take my time with this. So 2011, I'm going to, you know, focus. I'm going to focus. And that's my goal for 2011. I'm going to put out this book that I have. And I also want to put out another book featuring some of the work of the members of Phone Fantasy Radio Lounge. The Fantasy Lounge. What, LaCrush? What are you talking about? See, if you become a member, you would know what I'm talking about. You wouldn't be in the dark. You would know that on Phone Fantasy Lounge, we have a group called Writers Off the Wall. Yeah, sorry, I came up with the name all by myself. All right? And Writers Off the Wall have been sharing their awesome work. Shout out to Miss Sweets. We have Brother Nature in there who posted something. Shout out to Angela Little. She always showing support. Ken Dog One, he always showing support. Miss Janelle Black, she in there too. So y'all can definitely go check it out, man. I mean, it's some awesome work. I done shared like 7 pieces. Miss Sweets, she on some next shit. Brother Nature, he on some. I mean, they are just doing it up. You know, even if you are a talent, you write poetry, you short stories, poems, whatever it is that you write, you want to just share it, throw it out there, want to get some opinions on it, some feedback on it, or whatever, join phonefantasyradio.ning.com and become a member of Writers Off the Wall. And that's what's going down. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this next song set, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to spit some jigs. All right. I know y'all getting tired of me singing. I can't help it. Anyway, this is a. This has to be another awesome song that I'm feeling in 2011. You know, he's not an indie artist, but y'all know him. It's Diddy Nuggle. Diddy featuring Dirty Money with Loving You No More. And then we have some indie coming up and all that good stuff. All right? So, stay tuned.
So hard to breathe to say that we can't love. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I.
overthink. Only cause I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Great music, great music, and a fantastic crowd. Thank you for being here.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
You're tripping, right? I heard you got married.
lights off in the booth for this. Yo, you know how sometimes you wake up, man, and you don't really want breakfast. You want what's laying next to you. Check it out. My goal is to seduce your soul. Liquefy you with my words, pour you like grits, then lick you from the bowl. And just to make sure I don't miss you, I'ma take my time and top you up with the biscuits. Now I know I can't make cakes like yours with biscuits, so I'ma go slow and stir you up with this dick. This is over easy. It's easy like Sunday morning. I'ma serve you a warm plate of orgasms while your breath still stinks and you're still yawning. Breakfast in bed, I don't need a frying pan for this. The sun is beaming, a hot buttered solstice. I intoxicate you like mimosas. I rise with the speed of Pop-Tarts. Covet your breath like each nipple is covered in jam. The red light just came on. You Krispy Kreme, therefore I am. I don't climb on top of you. When I enter your space, I send them in a row. And then I place my chocolate crepe in a place the size of a donut hole. See those other guys, they've been Egg McMuffins. They're empty calories, baby girl. They're nothing. My meals are whole. I scatter, cover, and smother all your sensitive body parts. So many endorphins in your blood, it's like Starbucks for your heart. Sweeter than any cereal made by Post. Syrupy French piss, flavored like French toast. Crack your legs like eggs. Line your stomach and put your hips sunny side. Now enjoy. As I scramble your brains and pancake my hips into your butt. Now excuse me for being rough, but all omelets need to be neat. And besides, when I subside, you'll be happy to be dripping cream of wheat. I'm an all-star special, so when I hit that grand slam, ain't no need to say thanks, man. My apologies to you for interrupting your snoring, but this the only way I know how to say good morning. You know how it is. Sometimes in the mornings, man, you gotta get you a good one. She laying there, it's been marinating all night. She looking good. Breath don't smell too good, but she look good. So you gotta get it in. That's the way it's gotta be. The chemist, the juggernaut. Shout out to Esco. Let's go.
Full Fantasy Radio Live with your girl, the super fluffy fur, the crush heart. That right there was JG, the juggernaut. Good morning, men. If y'all haven't taken note, y'all need to download the archives and listen again to what he said. Hello. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. Crusty eyes, stuff like that. That's some sexy shit. 2011, sometime during 2011, I'm going to wake somebody up like that. No, I don't want to be waking up like that. No, we're going to figure it out. Anyway, before that, you heard Jill Scott, My Love. And before that, we start off the segment with Diddy featuring Dirty Money with Loving You No More. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling that song. I'm feeling that. Oh, man. JG got me all mellowed out now. I know we still got 22 minutes going on the Clizzock, but we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. Oh man, shout out to BJ and the Chizette right now. excuse me. I don't know. I'm throat all dry now. Damn, JG. got a bitch throat dry. Y'all know I ain't no good. Y'all know I ain't no good. It don't be my fault, though. See, so y'all can't even blame me for that. But as I was saying, you can check out Mr. BJ Wheeler from the Gecko Boys on 90.3 FM, right? 90.3 FM, www.whcr.org.
He be going in live right there. They also had a little Ustream up, you know. And, you know, they be doing hip-hop and all that other good stuff. I'm going to check that. What else was I saying? 2011, man, new year, new rules. DJ, what you got lined up for the new year? Give us a call, 347-989-0767. That's the topic for tonight. New rules for the new year. What you got planned? Do you have anything big blowing up? Anything, you know, that you would like to share with us? You know, call us, plug yourself in. Hopefully I can get him on here for an interview, y'all, for our new segment. But, you know, he is a busy man. I'm surprised he even stopped by. So, hopefully we can get him on here, y'all. I'm working hard. I'm hitting up everybody I know. So, let me tell y'all the highlight of my life, right? The highlight of my life. I was on Twitter last night. This morning, early this morning, I was on Twitter. Now, I don't do Twitter live. Like, normally, I'm tweeting from another website. But something was like, go on Twitter. So I'm on Twitter. I'm checking out the new Twitter screen. If y'all haven't been on there, y'all know that there's a new Twitter screen and stuff like that up now. And there's a site, there's a little spot on the side there that's. There's a little spot on the side that says similar to you. And what's similar to you is, similar to you, what they do is, I guess they tell you folks that just have some type of interest than you are. And I tweeted yesterday because I'm like, what? I checked out my similar to me. And it seems that on my similar to you, we had, and I tweeted this yesterday, so if you're not following me, go follow me on www.twitter.com/LaCrushHearts. So I tweeted, and I was like, this new Twitter is funny. It says Bill Bellamy. And Jim Jones, Pop Champagne, right. They said Bill Bellamy and Jim Jones are similar to me. And I'm like, I'm a super fat, fluffy woman that's living in the hood. Yeah, I can see it. I can see how Bill Bellamy and Jim Jones are similar to me. So I had to tweet that. And, you know, Bill Bellamy retweeted my tweet. Isn't that awesome? So then I went back today, later on today. I go back, and it changed. It went from Bill Bellamy to Kevin Hart. So you know how to tweak that, right? I'm like, okay, Twitter, what the hell? My new similar to me has changed. They took off Bill Bellamy and added Kevin Hart for real. Really? All right, you got to say it with your belly. Not your chest, in my Kevin Hart voice, you say it with your belly. Anyway, that's my exciting news. 347-989-0767 is the number to call. You know, I don't know why people always decide to call me when I'm live on air, but they do. However, I'm going to have to return those calls a little later. 347-989-0767 is the number to call. Press the number one. Let's see, we got 15 minutes remaining on the Clizzoc. I want to thank everybody that came through and showed us love. Jermaine, BJ, Dre, John, those are listening, JG, you know, all my favorite indie artists that I play today, Angeline. Who else we played? We played Angeline. We played some C's. We had some Sean Bay. You know, so, and we also have some, you know, JG, we got some Eric Moore coming up, and, excuse me, and we're going to end the night like that. So, once again, folks, join us. Oh, we have some Laurie Edwards, coming up as well. He's another indie artist, so, you know, you're going to definitely hear his music. Support these indie artists. You can visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. I'm going to put some links up for these indie artists that sell CDs and stuff like that, from the CD Babies to the Bandcamp to the Reverb Nation, all that. I'm going to start, you know, putting the links up so y'all know where to go and get these CDs and support your indie artists, because the music is awesome, you know. It gives mainstream or commercial music a run for its money, in my opinion. Like I said, in 2011, I don't even own a radio no more. That's how serious it is. Only radio I listen to is internet radio. I know, right? It's crazy. Or, you know, unless I'm out and about. But even then, I actually download indie music to my MP3 player. I know. I'm addicted. But we're going to have some more tunes coming for y'all. Like I said, February, we're going to start our new segment, the Fantasy Spotlight. We're going to start highlighting this great talent out there and playing this great music, as well as showing support to, you know, the regular music as well, but mostly to the mainstream music. Before I go, I see we have a caller out of 773. Let's bring them on before we go away. Hey, 773, how you doing?
Hi, the Supreme Diva Love, how are you?
Hi, Supreme Diva. Awesome. We were just talking about you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, love.
Oh, okay. How's your leg doing?
Oh gosh, please. It's gone.
What you mean it's gone? It's not getting better?
You know what? It's just going a little haywire right now, but you know,
okay,
but
I'm last time we talked to you, you said you couldn't walk on it right before the holidays.
It swelled up after the party. I did the New Year's Eve party at Babs, and
right. Oh, and it's back up again.
Yeah, but it's Jeez, okay.
All right, well, we hope you feel better.
Yes, I just wanted to call you guys a good shout out.
Right. People, if y'all don't know, this is Miss Supreme Diva from the west side of Chicago, Chi-Town in the building. She was also featured in the Super Fluffy Takeover back in November that we did. You know, so what's new with you, Miss Diva, besides your leg?
Well, you know what?
What's going on with that 98 challenge?
You know what? I still haven't found any men in any town to take the 98-inch challenge, only because they fear me. They have fear of
right.
The ass. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just really picky about the talent that I choose about what I want to do with myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But 2011 is going to be a lot of big surprises for people. And I'm going to do a little more hardcore filming. So I have to do a little mainstream stuff. So it's exciting to me. I'm really excited.
That's what's up. That is definitely what's up. You know, tonight our topic was New Year, new rules, okay? And I put a lot of different rules out there myself. So, you know, aside from, you know, what you're doing as far as, like, business-wise and things like that, as far as your goals are set for 2011, are there any rules as far as, like, your dating life or your personal life that, you know, the shit that you took in 2010 that you're not going to take in 2011?
Well, you know what, basically it is, like, in my personal life, I want to do things more in order, because I'm the type of person I like to do, you know, do things in order.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like, basically, for 2011, I've learned a lot. I mean, for 2010, I learned a lot. I learned how people are.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how my family treat me. And basically, I want my kids to fly away from the nest, so I got a little work to do at home. But as far as the business thing, you know, I really want to just let bygones be bygones, you know, because I don't want to bring 2011 in with the same shit that was going on in 2010. And it seemed like the same shit is trying to pull over, you know, ride over to this year. But
mm-hmm.
I just want people to know that I'm a businesswoman, and I say what I'm going to say, and I keep it going. So I want this person to pretty much to keep it moving and let your work speak for yourself. If you're going
right.
to be in this industry, I want you to step the game up. You can't hurt me with the words that you say and what you say about me to people, because I got to be thought about to be talked about. But
mm-hmm.
I basically want people to know that, you know, they need to step their game up and let's get it together so that they can start shooting more black BBWs in the industry. And if you act professional, then professional things will happen to you. This my pastor told me. He said you got 12 months in a year. You got 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave other people's business alone.
Right.
And so if everybody go by that in life, then it'll be a better world. But, you know, I pretty much don't want to bring the same luggage over that I had in 2011. So I'm going to keep my eyes open and keep my ears closed and keep moving because I got goals in life. So.
Exactly.
And I want to, well, now I'm a proud owner of Supreme Diva Productions.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, proud owner of it. And I'm going to bring something different out for BBWs. I want to see, I want people to see the fun side of us, the sexual part of us, and plus the, you know, the sexiness about a big woman.
Right.
So I'll be doing a lot of different projects this year. And, of course, ladies, I do need models. I do need women. And you'll be treated like a queen over here, and you'll be treated like you're somebody. And I want to have other revenues for women to go to, too. So that's what it, that's why I chose Supreme Diva Production for my company.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. Supreme Diva. That's what's going on. I want to be there.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got to get you the crush or something. We definitely
got to get you the bottle. I want to be exclusive. Can I be there? I want to be a diva for 2011 now.
I have Diva's Style Collection coming out.
Right.
And it'll be coming out like maybe the early part of the summertime. So I am looking for Diva Dows. I'm looking for Diva Collections. And with that, that's going to be a little bit about, you know, more like a modern aspect of women. I want to show the beautiful part of BBW women. I want the ugliest ducklies. I want the people who people think is ain't nothing. And I want to turn her to a swan.
Right.
So
well, that definitely sounds good. That sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, and
I know I'm a swan underneath all this hair.
I'm definitely going to all states. I want to put that out there. I'll be going to all states, and also we're doing a Supreme Diva surprise of my biggest fans. So if you are a big fan, and you know somebody who really loves me, as you know, Supreme Diva, and what I do in the industry, they could contact me at supremedivapstar@gmail.com. And what they have to do is just, you know, leave something briefly and tell me about the person who they want me to surprise. And I'll come to that state and make that happen. And everything will have to be, you know, videographer with me, and we're going to have all that stuff. And we'll be putting that on YouTube, you know, Supreme Diva TV. So,
Okay. Supreme Diva on YouTube. Sounds like a plan, Mama. I mean, sheesh. You're going to put your foot in everything.
It's time. I want people to see. I want people to see that we are big and beautiful, you know, the crush. And it's time for the world to see. We're not fetishes. We're human beings. We're women. And I'm tired of people saying, hey, you're my fetish. You know, I'm not just fetish, sweetie. I'm a woman. And so I want to show people that we're not fetishes. We're not set aside. We are human beings.
We're not taboo.
That's right.
Right.
God to make us all the same size. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, thank you, Ms. Diva. Once again, you called at the last minute. But we got 7 minutes remaining, but I'm going to keep you on. Thank you once again, though, for showing love, coming in, and giving us an update of what's going on with you, Ms. Diva. We definitely going to have to come back and get you on here a little earlier so we can really get all up in your business.
Anytime. You know what? I just seen your posting on my MySpace. I said, oh, Lord,
I got deleted off of Facebook. Somebody reported me. I got deleted off of Facebook. I was trying
to
put it back.
You should put it back. I mean, I got three.
I can't. You got too many friends. They said I was
spamming. No. If you send me a message, I can accept you on the main page. I do have 3 pages.
Oh, okay.
And the third page I just opened almost full. So just send me a message and say, hey, Diva, it's me, and I'll accept you.
Okay, will do.
Okay, babe. All right, good luck to the show. And if you need me, call me up, and I'll be there with you.
No problem. Definitely. I'll definitely hold you to that, too. So copy and print, y'all. Y'all heard it.
Definitely. And I'll
copy
you
and print.
Oh,
wait, before you go, I got some people with their hands up all of a sudden. Everybody's hand went up at the last minute. So before you go, I'm going to let them go ahead and speak their piece. We got, and I believe he came to the show because of you, 614. Is this John?
Yeah, how you doing, huh?
How you doing, John?
Great. You two got good web pages because she's on Facebook. She's got an awesome figure. I know who you're talking about. She got a nice booty.
So, John, you think you up for the 90-day inch challenge?
Not that much. I ain't up to that much right now.
Not
that.
At least he was honest about it. At least he was honest about it.
Yeah.
Not that much.
Okay. You ladies got good websites, man. I mean, there's more there to love. That's my father always told me, the bigger the better.
Okay.
That's right, baby. That's right. That's right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We have also It's Saint Germain on the line as well. It's Saint Germain. You want to say hi?
Hello, Miss Diva. I miss you. Oh, my goodness. I like those big golden dreams you got. Oh, my goodness. You know your boy got you on hand because I got those big golden dreams, too. They ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till the cornbread party starts. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I
yeah. Cornbread fair. Oh, yeah. Everybody, 100% cornbread fair. Please come. Please come. It's going to be
please
something
come.
Nice.
It's going to be exciting when I get there. They see that pimp on
Jermaine, that orders him some gators. A pinstripe suit. He ready for that red carpet, Diva.
That's right, Jermaine. Come in there suited and booted, baby.
I'm coming in. Damn, they ain't going to understand that. And they ain't seen me since 2009, since I did the video at Rambo Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'll come featured. That's what's up.
So, Miss Diva, let me know you need some promotion, because I got some girls on hand right now out of Harlem. You know I'm out there promoting. I'm always out here promoting for the BBW. So let me know when you need some girls. I got them on hand.
Okay, baby, I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, it's Saint Germain, Miss Diva, John. Thank y'all again for the support and the love. We done wind down to the last 4 minutes, so I'm not going to be able to get to the songs I want to get to. However, I am going to play this last track by indie artist Mr. Eric Moore. Because that's what
okay,
I do.
Babe.
All right. All right, Miss Diva. Bye. All right, folks. Last minute. That's what you got to love about this show. Shout out to Dre, Miss Diva, who just called in, all the indie artists I played. Once again, hit us up on Facebook.com/LA Hearts. Also, Facebook.com/Hearts Radio. We're on Twitter. You hit me up on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Send me a tweet. I'll try to follow you back. But just know it might take me a minute because I don't tweet like that. So, bear with me. So we're going to play this last two indie artists because, you know, that's what this show is about. And then I'm going to see y'all Thursday night, 9 p.m., right here, Soul Fantasy Radio. This is Eric Moore. And right after that, we have some Laurie Edwards with Poetic Love Remix.
My haiku is written for you. Made that lady sing the blues. Your beauty is a moment in time frozen. It seems like I've been chosen as the target of the sexual buildup. You said, be gentle, because you developed a heart condition over the years. You see, too many false promises in 3 minutes, set sessions, plus men afraid to return your love. Equates to you with a cold bed, with a face full of tears, and I know. Baby, I know I can't erase the past. That's not what I'm here for. I want to be the present that you cherish in your memory's future. I want to be the conversation that you have with your best friend that makes you smile. Make me the reason you touch yourself. Make me the reason that 9 months from now, you're in a hospital bed screaming out my name because you've given birth to my child. And I understand that you need some time to break down that wall around your heart, to cast out all the fears that saturated your body throughout the years. Yeah, I understand. And baby, now I'm not perfect, but I believe that I'm perfect for you. But more than that, I believe that you're the woman that I've been searching for. These holes I can remember in my mind's eye, baby. We've always been Mr. and Mrs. Moore.
And no, we don't have to be married. Because my feelings for you go far beyond words that are rehearsed by a pastor. But if you change your mind, I'm here for you with two rings. With the love of 9 lifetimes and 10 kings. Infinite orgasms, moist mattresses and wet dreams. Before we taste that passion you call love, baby, I want you to. No, no extra. Baby, I need you to be sure that this is what you want. Because I am. Maybe another intangible. All I know is that what we have is pure natural, beyond spiritual. You are my sun, my moon, my clouds, my trees, my earth. You are the stars that surround my whole universe. For you I find myself thankful for heaven above. And I say this out of poetic love.
Dedicated to you, all out of
poetry. Poetic love.